Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into the one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/theathletic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/theathletic to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/theathletic.
Hello, everybody. The national championship game is here. We are here on The Athletic's Daily DingU, presented by BetMGM, to talk about this great game that we have been anticipating for months between Gonzaga and Baylor. 1-2 to start the season, 1-2 going into the tournament. The clear two best teams all season long. Michael Beller and Brian Bennett with you to celebrate the fact that we are getting this matchup and then break it all down. Brian, I'm so pumped. We've been talking about this, these two teams all season. We've been talking about this potential matchup. We should have got this game in December. We didn't get it then. Very happy that we are getting it here in April to end the season and crown a national champion.
So much fun. I have my Onion shirt on today to
perfect
to recognize Bill Raftery and the Jalen Suggs shot. What an incredible, incredible game that was Saturday night to set this up. And yeah, this is the game we've all been waiting for. I think I told the story before, but I was actually in the lobby of Bankers Life Field. I was picking up my credential when that game was called off in December, but very, very glad to have it tonight in the national title game. Just an incredible matchup. The best two-point shooting team in the country, maybe the best two-point shooting team of all time, the best three-point shooting team on the other side, and just a whale of a matchup. I hope it lives up to the hype.
Yeah, this was the matchup that's been anticipated, and you saw so many people on Selection Sunday picking this as their championship game, whether they were going with Gonzaga as the champ or Baylor as the champ. That was the familiar refrain, Gonzaga versus Baylor in the national championship game. As good as these two teams have been all year, it doesn't always play out like that. So let's just appreciate the fact that we do get to see these two teams, the two best all season, squaring off for the championship. Brian, let's dive in. Let's take a look at this from the betting perspective that we've been doing all tournament long on DingU. Gonzaga, 4.5-point favorites. We have a 159.5 over under. Gonzaga minus 200 on the money line. Baylor plus 165. So let's, you and I, first talk about this from an X's and O's standpoint. If Baylor is going to pull off what would be an upset, but a small one, not like what UCLA would have pulled off had they knocked off the Zags in the Final Four and gotten to here, what are they going to need to do it?
Yeah, first of all, I find this to be a very interesting line. I believe Gonzaga was favored by 2.5 before that game was called off in December. Mm-hmm. Now it's up to 4.5, but clearly as low as this Gonzaga line has been all year for an actual game that was played. And, you know, just going to be really, really a good chance of this being a close game. And you know, you got to consider what Gonzaga went through Saturday night, just right. How much energy they exerted in an overtime game that went past midnight Eastern time, and then turning around and having to get back up. You know, does that make them feel kind of invincible? They won that game as well as UCLA played, or will there be some fatigue? And Baylor was able to cruise throughout the entire second half of that game against Houston. So that's one thing to consider. Also, you know, I've been thinking about this matchup for about 4 months, you know, just kind of dreaming about it, trying to play it in my head. And there's so many incredible matchups, especially on the perimeter with Butler's guards and Gonzaga's perimeter guys. And, you know, Davion Mitchell, Jalen Suggs is just going to be just an all-world kind of matchup here. You know, an incredible defensive player in Mitchell. And Suggs, of course, can do everything. You know, who's going to guard Drew Timmy? You know, you're going to put Mark Vito on him. You know, he's 6'5", but he's built like a tight end. You know, are they going to put it JTT every day, John? I'm not going to try to pronounce his name because I'll butcher it. Is he going to pick him up a little bit? And I don't want to talk to CJ about some of Baylor's ball screen coverages and their offensive rebounding versus Gonzaga's transition game. There are just so many fascinating matchups here that I just can't wait to see how it plays out.
Yeah, maybe Mark Vidal could be the next Rico Gathers, you know, making the change from basketball to football once he gets to his professional life. You know, we talked about this going into both the USC and the UCLA games, that you need to be able to score with Gonzaga. It's pretty much a hopeless exercise, completely futile, to try to think that you can be the team that slows them down, that takes them out of their efficient offense. We saw USC try to do it. That was never a game. We saw UCLA go in the opposite direction and do what they could to score with Gonzaga, and that's what worked, right? I mean, that was a game where UCLA did every possible thing it could do, made 26 out of 42 two-point attempts, shot 620 from the two-point range in that game, 1.22 points per possession, and they nearly pulled it off. They weren't quite able to do it, but that is how you beat Gonzaga. We've been talking about it now for at least a few weeks, that it was going to take a team that could match Gonzaga point for point, that you weren't going to out-efficient them or defense your way to a win over Gonzaga. Baylor can do that. We know that Baylor can score it, and this is going to be, I think, a very high-scoring, very entertaining game. Baylor can shoot it with so many different guys. They can get to the rim with so many different guys. This is going to be a very good challenge for Gonzaga, a team that can definitely go punch for punch with them offensively, and not only in the way that UCLA did. Hats off to UCLA, Mick Cronin, Johnny Juzang, the way that those guys played all tournament, and certainly in that Final Four game, they had the game of their lives. I mean, let's be honest about it. They had the absolute top to bottom game of their lives in that Final Four matchup, again, shooting 62% from two-pointers and so many contested twos that they were making. Baylor doesn't need to have the game of its life to play well enough offensively to stick with Gonzaga. They would like to. They certainly would like to have the game of their life tonight, but they don't need to have an A++ game to keep up with Gonzaga offensively. There's just more talent on Baylor's side than there is on UCLA's, and also the ability to knock down, you know, 15 or 18 threes. I mean, they have that with all the shooters that they have. So I do expect this to be a close game and to be one where Baylor is able to hang offensively, whether they play an A-plus, a B-plus sort of game. Probably not a C-plus, but as long as they play mostly up to their capabilities, they can definitely stick with Gonzaga. I don't know if Gonzaga totally runs away with this one, but that's what we're talking about. It's what we're thinking about here. So on the line, 4.5 and 159.5 as our over-under. How you leaning? Where are you feeling in this game, Brian?
It's a tough one. It really is tough. I was kind of hoping the line would be a little higher to make my decision a little easier. But, you know, at this point, I'm leaning on taking the points with Baylor. Okay. I just do believe the Bears can keep this close. I do believe they're a lot better defensively than UCLA. And I don't think they're going to hit all those mid-range jumpers that UCLA hit, but I think they're going to take better shots. I think they can hit, you know, a bunch of threes. And if their defense can take one of the big three away from Gonzaga, I think they'll have a shot.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a really excellent game. I'm leaning toward Gonzaga here because I just think that they're the better team, and 4.5 feels like a comfortable number for me to lay. Also, if it is close, then we get into some fouling situations late in the game, and maybe that could help Gonzaga either push beyond the 4.5 number or stay ahead of the 4.5 number if they're able to have that lead and knock down some free throws to ice the game. So that's where I'm at here. But I love the over. I mean, 159.5, you can't really set it much higher than that. As great as these teams are offensively, we are still talking about a college basketball game, 40 minutes of basketball. You can't really set this at, you know, 165.5. You'd just be begging people to take the under. So I don't think that this is an outrageously high number for them to get to. But I love this game to get played into the 80s with the way that these two teams play, with how good they've been offensively, with the shot makers that you have on both sides of this game. I think you're going to have to score 80 to win. So so long as it stays close, I think we get north of the number. And that's really where I'm concentrating. Like, I just want to sit back, not worry about who's winning, and cheer for points. That's basically what I'm feeling in this championship game. So that's really where my thoughts are headed as we go into this game. But let's bring on an expert to talk about this stuff, Seamus McGee from BetMGM. Seamus, we got the game we're hoping for, right? We were talking about this with you a couple of days ago. We got Gonzaga, we got Baylor. You guys at BetMGM and in the books got the UCLA cover that you so desperately needed. So we're all feeling good going into this game. Let's talk about where things started out for this one. I believe you guys opened this at 4.5, and that's still where it sticks. How did it get to that point? How did you ultimately land on that 4.5 number after the way these two teams played on Saturday?
So it was an interesting day on Saturday watching all that transpired. I mean, we really needed the UCLA cover. I was worried when we got overtime, UCLA was just not going to score. And Gonzaga goes on a 20-0 run. But we were talking the whole game, like, what are we going to put this number at? Because Baylor wipes out Houston.
Right.
And UCLA is really giving it to Gonzaga. Last week, I said around 5.5 is what I'd like to open the number with. But eventually, we opened actually briefly at 5, and then some sharp money came in. We went down to 4.5, and we've really seen some strong two-way action on the 4.5. I mean, a really good book on that number. So that's where we stay for now. Who knows? Maybe between now and tip-off, the sharps start coming in late. The total, we opened at 160, actually, and took some sharp money when we opened, went down to 159.5, and we've taken a lot of money on that over that you were just talking about. So a huge bet for $330,000 actually on over 159.5. So
that was not me.
Great.
So that's where we stand right now.
Well, congratulations on that UCLA cover. It's about time you guys caught a break against us punters. what sort of action are you expecting here in the next, I guess, 8 hours before tip-off as we tape this?
Retail-wise, in our sports books, we usually see some big bettors come up late to the counter right before tip. So probably see some big bets roll in, you'll see on social media. And who knows? I think we could see some sharp action. We saw some sharp Gonzaga action late that pushed the number to 14.5 by close on Saturday. So I think that's something to look out for. Is any possible, maybe some late juice going the other way? The 4.5 number, though, it seems to be getting some good two-way action, like I said before. So we'll see if the sharps really like a side by tip-off.
Is that what it's going to take to move this off of 4.5? If someone's waiting for it to move one way or another, and maybe you like Baylor and you think it's going to jump to 5, or you like Gonzaga and you think it's going to go down to 4 and you're waiting this out, is it going to take something like that, some sort of major player getting into the market? Or do you think this ultimately ends up sticking at the 4.5 that we've been looking at for the last 36 hours or so?
I think it's going to take a lot to get off the 4.5 number. Like I said, there's been excellent action on the 4.5 line. We actually took some bigger bets on the 5 when we opened, but we saw a couple sharp players with us take the 5. So we felt comfortable going to 4.5. Most of the market's there right now anyways. But it's going to take a pretty big market move, I think, for this to get off the 4.5 number. I think 4.5 is really right where this number looks like it's going to stay. But who knows? A lot can happen between now and 9:20 p.m. here on the East Coast.
Long way to wait. Hopefully we'll get some Miley Cyrus music in between. Looking at the big picture, has there been, one or two interesting betting trends on this tournament as a whole, compared to previous years?
The only thing I really noticed, I was surprised, I think it was the Sweet 16 weekend, the steady unders that we're hitting, because it's not like we were playing in Lucas Oil, but it's not like we had the raised floor, all the screaming fans that you usually have in a typical college basketball setting in a dome. We had just, normal basketball gyms, and there was one day, I think the unders went 7-0 or 8-0 or something like that. We had days where every single dog covered, days where every single favorite covered. There was just chalk. So it's trend wise, this has been a weird tournament, I'd say, where you have a lot of days where one side just hits every single game.
Yeah, unpredictable in the trends, certainly this season, predictable in the fact that we ended up with these two teams. One more question before we let you go. For the tournament, Seamus, right, we are wrapping things up here on Ding U. Obviously, you've got a ton of just fun props that are out there. We were talking on Saturday about the race to 10, the race to 15, the race to 20. So many alternate lines that are available on BetMGM. Is anything in that range starting to draw the attention of bettors, or do you expect something to pique bettors' interest over the next couple of hours before the game tips?
We had a couple same game parlays that were starting to get some attention, and the Gonzaga game specifically, we had one. I think it was Gonzaga to win race to 5, Gonzaga to win the race to 20. which really got down to the wire. But people that was getting some action. People really like kind of like the same game prop parlays. So that's available for tonight. So hopefully we'll see some more action on that.
Yeah, definitely fun to get involved in that way. It's the last college basketball game that we are going to get to wager on for, what, like 6.5 months here or something like that? So definitely take advantage while you can. That's Seamus McGee from BetMGM. Seamus, thanks so much for your insight today and for this entire tournament here on Ding U. Really appreciate you being here with us.
Thanks for having me, guys. Enjoy the game tonight.
Yeah, you too. You too, Seamus.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Brian, I don't know if we would say exactly the same sort of glowing things about our buddy CJ Moore, but we can still bring him on. We can bring him on one more time to talk about this championship game. There he is between Baylor. CJ, I had to get one more little dig in, right? Like I said, this is the last game for like 6.5 months. I had to take my shot where I could take it. Let's talk about the game, CJ. Baylor and Gonzaga. I'm just going to ask you something really, really broad to start this off here. Like, what's the one thing that you are most excited to watch in this game between these two teams?
That's a good question. I think it's going to be a fantastic game. Like, I'm pumped that we're getting the best two teams in college basketball to play each other. I guess you could say, like, a matchup, Davion Mitchell against Jalen Suggs. Yeah. That'd be pretty fun. But I just think it's like two really, really good basketball teams. I'm excited to have two elite teams, the two teams we wanted to see all year playing each other. It's not often that it happens where we actually get the two best teams playing in a national championship game.
For sure. I don't think it's happened, what, since 2005 and maybe 2001 when we had the number one preseason 1 and 2 playing Duke and Arizona. But I want to ask you, I know you're very familiar with Baylor's defensive schemes. Mm-hmm. And we saw in Gonzaga against UCLA, whenever they needed some points, they'd go to that ball screen, they'd get Drew Timmy matched up against a smaller player and try to feed it into him. And UCLA tried to front to post and had some success, but especially in overtime, I think 3 straight times they did that. So how do you feel like Baylor will defend the ball screens of Gonzaga tonight?
Well, they switch 1 through 4 a lot of times, but you know, if Timmy's setting the screens, I think that they'll try, you know, probably try to ice it, force it towards the baseline. I think that they'll keep either Flo Thamba or JTT or Mark Vidal maybe even sometimes on him. You know, the thing that Baylor does a really good job of is when you get post touches on the block, they kind of shadow on the baseline. They've got a guy there, and they're forcing you towards the baseline. So as soon as you – let's say you're on the right block. As soon as you spin to your left shoulder, like there's a dude there, right? So I think, you know, Timmy's going to see like a lot of different looks tonight, whether it's in post-ups or pick and rolls. But, you know, I think they're the best like scrambling team you see defensively. And you know, Gonzaga can put you in some rotations. So that's going to be kind of fun to watch tonight as that plays out. Like, to go back to your question, what's the most interesting thing to see? Maybe it's Gonzaga on offense and Baylor on defense.
Yeah, it's going to be fun with those athletes being able to match up with one another. On the other side, though, what does Gonzaga do, do you think, to try to take away one of these shooters? We were talking about how, you know, you need to score with Gonzaga. You are probably not going to stop this team offensively. Baylor is equipped, certainly, to do it with all the three-point shooters that they have. If you're Gonzaga, do you feel like you have to take someone away and you'll live with what the other guys do, or do you just sort of play your game the way that they have to this point?
I think you play him mostly straight up, and you know, I would put Suggs on Davion Mitchell. I think when he's going and he's penetrating and pitching, mm-hmm. and you know, that's when they're at their best, right? But maybe you put him on Butler, because when Butler's hitting, they get really scary too. And like when they need a big bucket, that's who they go to. But I think you just play them straight up and you try to take away good looks, because if they get rhythm threes, any of those guys, you know, even Matt Meyer, like we've seen how dangerous he can be in this tournament. Any of those guys can burn you, and any of them can go for 20 on a given night. So I think you just try to play them straight up. And I do think, you know, what we saw with UCLA was like their perimeter guys had some success going at Gonzaga. So that'll be kind of interesting to see how the Zags defend on the ball tonight, because Baylor puts more stress on your defense than just about anybody.
Yeah. You know, we talked before the Baylor-Houston game about the importance of offensive rebounding for both those clubs. You know, Baylor's obviously kind of basically neutralized Houston's advantage there. And we saw UCLA, you know, a lot of times they were sending everybody back on a shot just to try to control Gonzaga's transition game. So how do you feel like that plays out tonight with Baylor, you know, again, probably having an advantage over Gonzaga in the offensive rebounding end, but not wanting to give up those quick transition scores from Gonzaga?
Yeah, I think what's to watch, like, does Baylor hit shots early? And those long rebounds lead to transition opportunities, because Baylor's going to send dudes. Like, they're going to send at least three. Maybe they end up sending two, I don't know. But, you know, the thing, like, when I wrote that story, one thing that I think Scott Drew said it, that, you know, what slows down transition offense? Well, it's, one, making shots. And it's, two, when they have to be concerned with blocking everybody out. Because if you have to block everybody out, nobody's leaking out. You know, it's harder to get into transition. So, you know, I think for Gonzaga, like, they got to put a lot of attention to keeping Baylor off the boards, because, you know, that team's awesome at creating second chance and third chance opportunities. And you have to pay attention to that. So maybe that'll help. But I do think this will be a pretty up and down game. Like, I hope it is. I think that could be really, really fun if we get start going up and down, because, you know, both these teams got some dudes.
Talent-wise, stylistically, just everything about this game. The storylines make us feel really, really privileged that we're getting this as the championship game. What's your pick, CJ? Again, it's Gonzaga, favored by 4.5. The over-under is 159.5. Give us a take on the side and the total.
Ooh, on the what's the total again?
159.5.
159.5. Man, that's a lot of
both points. Both teams playing to the 80s. You're going over.
Yeah, most teams playing to the 80s. I don't know. That's a good number. I say maybe like the under barely hits, maybe.
All right.
And then, you know, like I pick Baylor in the preseason. I pick Baylor pre-tournament. I gotta stick with Baylor.
Like, you do.
Drew Timmy gives me some concerns for Baylor. Like, I think if Gonzaga wins, he probably goes nuts, which he goes nuts a lot, right? I think that's the dude that Baylor like has to slow down. But I do love Baylor's guards. And the reason I thought, like, coming in the year, and the reason I thought throughout most of the year, if these two teams played, that Baylor would be able to get done, because when it comes down to getting a stop, I trust Baylor more. And when it comes down to like having some dogs, like, I know Jalen Suggs, like, that dude's a dog, but Baylor's got Davion Mitchell and Butler. Like, they've got some dudes that, and Mark Fox, like, just guys that just like, when it gets in a close game, grit your teeth. We got to get some stops. I trust Baylor a little bit more on that end. So what the hell? I'll go with go with the Bears. And I'm getting points here. So there we go.
Yeah. You have to. You and I did a podcast right at the beginning of the season when the top 25 came out with Gonzaga as one and Baylor as two, and you were incredulous. You couldn't believe that they weren't flipped.
Yeah, I mean, at that time, like, you know, they were one of the best two teams in the country last year, and they returned everybody except for their center. And I thought I had a feeling that JTT was going to be really good, having watched him last year. So, you know, but – and I had – the funny thing is that I'd done a story on Jalen Suggs. I knew how good he was, but I wasn't sure he'd be quite this good. And you weren't sure Drew Timmy would make quite this leap. So, I mean, I don't think you can go wrong when you rank those two teams. Like, I think they're both really good. But I was probably a little bit over the top then. But still, this is going to be awesome. I can't wait. Like, I'll be happy for either team, because I'm tired of, like, hearing, oh, Gonzaga, WCC, blah, 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 blah. I want Gonzaga to win a title at some point. And, you know, Scott Drew's gotten a lot of flack over the years, and I think he's a pretty darn good coach. So either of these teams win, it'll be cool.
Yeah, this is way more of a flavor of 1 versus 1A rather than 1 versus 2. And that makes us all winners here in the college basketball world. CJ Moore, thanks for joining us as much as you did. Thanks for being a good sport, too, with taking all the flight. We get these easy shots while you're backstage, and I get to make fun of you a little bit. So, you know, thanks for taking it with good humor. We'll talk to you soon, man. Enjoy the game.
I got a good shirt for you today. You ready?
Uh-oh. We're disrobing on Ding Yu. Oh, beautiful. Yeah.
Full hearts.
There you go.
Even when you make fun.
All right, CJ, thanks so much, man. Enjoy the game tonight. All right, Brian, it's come to the point of the show where we do our thing and make our pick. Of course, as we are making these picks, remember that we have partnered with BetMGM to bring you the best exclusive offer. Bet alongside us and win. Right now, we're offering Ding Yu listeners a risk-free first bet up to $600. Your last opportunity to do it with the college basketball season. Just sign up at BetMGM.com. Use the bonus code DAILYDING to take advantage of this special offer. The offers for new customers, risk-free first bet, up to $600. BetMGM.com with the bonus code DAILYDING. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Brian, give it to me. Your best bet. Is it a side? Is it a total? What do you got here? What are you wagering on and why?
My very best bet tonight is to pour a nice glass of bourbon
sure.
and enjoy this incredible game we're getting. That after not having a tournament last year, to have these two teams play in the national title game. What a treat. What an absolute treat. No matter what happens, as long as we get a good game, I'm going to be just over the moon. We haven't even mentioned the fact that Gonzaga could finish undefeated for the first time since 1976. That's kind of a big deal. So I'm taking Baylor in the points. I just think these two teams are incredibly evenly matched. And I do think Baylor is playing absolute peak of its powers right now. And the way it played against Houston, the rest it was able to get while Gonzaga didn't, I think it can keep this game within 4.5, if not outright win it. And if Gonzaga wins, I'll just, you know, have another sip of bourbon and enjoy that as well, because that'll be an amazing thing to see.
Yep. Yeah, totally there with you. And like I said at the top of the show, I lean toward Gonzaga with the 4.5. But the more I think about it, the more I think that I'm just going to sit back and cheer for points with the way these two teams can play offensively and just the way that it feels like this game has to go. Like, it would be very strange, I feel like, for the winner of this game to score like 72 points. I don't think 72 or 74 points is going to be good enough to win this game. So if you think that you're going to need 80 to win and that it's going to be a close game, why even mess with the line? And let's just say both these teams are awesome. Both these teams are fun. Let's cheer for some points. So my best bet for the championship game, over 159.5. We hope all you out there who have been watching and listening along with us have felt like Ding Yu's been your best bet for the NCAA tournament. We appreciate all the eyeballs, all the ears that we have gotten on this show, whether you're watching live right now, watching later before the game, listening on the Daily Ding podcast. We've appreciated being able to bring you this show all tournament long. We can't do it without you, so big time thank you from all of us here at The Athletic and BetMGM. For Seamus McGee, for Brian Bennett, for CJ Moore, I am Michael Beller signing off one last time on Daily Ding Yu. We got the game we want, Baylor and Gonzaga. Let's all go out there and enjoy it. Talk to you later, friends.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.